The Book of 2 Samuel, Chapter 19. And it was told Joab, "Look, the king weeps and mourns for Absalom." And the victory that day was turned into mourning to all the people, for the people heard it said that day, "The king grieves for his son." And the people went by stealth that day into the city, as people who are ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. And the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, "O my son Absalom! O Absalom, my son, my son!" And Joab came into the house to the king and said, "You have shamed this day the faces of all your slaves, who this day have saved your soul, and the souls of your sons and of your daughters, and the souls of your wives, and the souls of your concubines, in that you love those who hate you, and hate those who love you. For you have declared this day that princes and slaves are nothing to you. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived and all of us had died this day, then it would have pleased you well. Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably to your slaves. For I swear by Yahweh, if you don't go forth, there will not tarry a man with you this night. And that will be worse to you than all the evil that has befallen you from your youth until now." Then the king arose and sat in the gate. And they told to all the people, saying, "Look, the king is sitting in the gate." And all the people came before the king. Now Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "The king delivered us out of the hand of our enemies, and he saved us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land from Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why don't you speak a word of bringing the king back?" And King David sent to Zadok, and to Abiathar the priests, saying, "Speak to the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel has come to the king? You are my brothers, you are my bone and my flesh. Why then are you the last to bring back the king? And say to Amasa, are you not my bone and my flesh? God do so to me and more also if you are not captain of the host before me continually in the place of Joab." And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent to the king, saying, "Return, you and all your slaves." So the king returned and came to the Jordan. And Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to bring the king over the Jordan. And Shimei the son of Gera, the Benjamite who was of Bahurim, hurried and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 slaves with him. And they went through the Jordan in the presence of the king. And there went over a ferry boat to bring over the king's household, and to do that which was good in his eyes. And Shimei the son of Gera fell down before the king when he came over the Jordan. And he said to the king, "Don't let my lord impute iniquity to me, neither remember that which your slave did perversely the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For your slave knows that I have sinned. Therefore, look, I have come this day the first of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king." But Abishai the son of Zeruiah answered and said, "Will not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed Yahweh's anointed?" And David said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be adversaries to me? Will there be any man put to death this day in Israel? For don't I know that I am this day king over Israel?" And the king said to Shimei, "You will not die." And the king swore to him. And Mephibosheth the son of Saul came down to meet the king, and he had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes, from the day the king departed until the day he came home in peace to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he came to meet the king, that the king said to him, "Why didn't you go with me, Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "My lord, O king, my slave deceived me. For your slave said, I will saddle myself a donkey that I may ride on it and go with the king, because your slave is lame. And he has slandered your slave to my lord the king. But my lord the king is as an angel of God. Do therefore what is good in your eyes. For all my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king. Yet you set your slave among those who ate at your own table. What right therefore have I yet that I should cry any more to the king?" And the king said to him, Why speak any more of your matters? I say, you and Ziba divide the land. And Mephibosheth said to the king, yes, let him take all, since my lord the king has come in peace to his own house. And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogelim, and he went over the Jordan with the king, to conduct him over the Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king with sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. And the king said to Barzillai, you come over with me, and I will sustain you with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said to the king, how many are the days of the years of my life, that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. Can I discern between good and bad? Can your slave taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Why then should your slave be yet a burden to my lord the king? Your slave would but just go over the Jordan with the king, and why should the king recompense me with such a reward? Let your slave, I pray you, turn back again, that I may die in my own city by the grave of my father and my mother. But look, your slave Chimam, let him go over with my lord the king, and do to him what will seem good to you. And the king answered, Chimam will go over with me, and I will do to him that which will seem good to you, and whatever you will require of me, that I will do for you. And all the people went over the Jordan, and the king went over, and the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his own place. So the king went over to Gilgal, and Chimam went over with him. And all the people of Judah brought the king over, and also half the people of Israel. And look, all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, why have our brothers the men of Judah stolen you away, and brought the king, and his household over the Jordan, and all David's men with him? And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, because the king is near of kin to us. Why then are you angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all at the king's cost? Or has he given us any gift? And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, we have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than you. Why then did you despise us, that our advice should not be had first in bringing back our king? And the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel.